and me, we're a majority. Jesus and me, we're a majority. I agree with him, so he can agree with me. That brings victory. Jesus and me, we're a majority. Jesus and me, we're a majority. I agree with him, so he can agree with me. That brings victory. Jesus and me, we're a majority. Jesus and me, we're a majority. I agree with him, so he can agree with me. That brings victory. That brings victory. That brings victory. Amen. Been thinking about that. Jesus and me, we're a majority. Amen. When we agree together with him, then he can agree with us. When we agree together with him, we're agreeing with his will. Amen. 1 John 5:14 says that if we pray according to his will, if we ask anything according to his will, we know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know we have what we've desired of him. Amen. So when we agree together with him, we're agreeing with his will. Amen. Amen. That sets us on a path for victory. There's no option. Amen. If we're in agreement with his will, praise God, there's no option but victory. Obviously, we have to do our part and walk that out and do the things that we need to do. Praise God, be obedient to the word and put the wisdom of the word and the practice of the word, in our lives, and praise God, we're going to see the fruit. Amen. Jesus said that where two of us agree. Now, and ask the Father, praise God, in Matthew, he talked about the prayer of agreement, and we could agree together on earth as touching anything and ask the Father and it would be done. Well, now consider this. Jesus lives in heaven. Amen. We say he lives in heaven. But, really, where is the kingdom of heaven? Where is he abiding? Who is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Well, you and I are, praise God. He's living in us. So there's definitely something to be said for the fact that you and I can agree together with him and ask the Father. Now, when Jesus asked the Father for something, he received it, didn't he? Amen. Amen. And we can ask the Father. We can ask the Father in Jesus' name. We can ask the Father in agreement with Jesus. We just have to get in agreement with his word and get in agreement with his will. Amen? That puts us in a position of majority. That puts us in a position of winning. Amen? If God be for you, Romans tells us, if God be for you, who can be against you? If God be for me, who can be against me? One way of saying that, if God be for me, who can successfully stand against me? Well, it doesn't mean that the enemy won't resist or that there won't be resistance or difficulties. But praise God, he sees us through, he sees us over, and he causes us to triumph. Amen? We can triumph in Christ. We can celebrate victory in Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus won the race. We still run it, though. Praise God. Amen. Jesus and me, we're a majority. I agree with him, so he can agree with me. Amen. Take that to heart today. Take that to heart and consider that today. Are you in agreement with him? What does he say about your situation? Be in agreement with him. What direction is he giving you? Act upon it. Act upon the direction that the Lord's giving you. Praise God. Act on the word. Agree with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus and me, we're a majority. Amen. Let's see if we can sing that one more time. Jesus and me, we're a majority. Jesus and me, we're a majority. I agree with him, so he can agree with me. That brings victory. Jesus and me, we are majority. Jesus and me, we're a majority. I agree with him, so he can agree with me. That brings victory. That brings victory. That brings victory. Selah.